Father, we thank you for this brand new morning, a morning that is one that we've never seen before. It's our first of the rest of our lives. We thank you today, and we are refreshed and come to you thanking you for having an open door to your courtroom, having an open door to an audience with you, being willing to meet with us. So we come today with praise and with thanksgiving. We know, Lord God, that our relationship with you allows for moments like these that we can come face to face. We can come into your presence and know that we are welcomed. Thank you for divine, supernatural, and even our natural life. Thank you for all that it means to you and to us. And we know, oh God, that you're with us. You're first and ahead of our lives, and we want it to stay and remain that way. And today we look to the hills from whence comes our help. We cannot help ourselves. We admit to our helplessness, our finiteness. And we admit to your being almighty and infinite. This gives us peace. Peace that passes all understanding. We invite you to this session of prayer. May your spirit of prayer descend upon us and quicken us. May the fires of your throne ignite our own hearts today as we present those hearts before you and to you. Come into our midst. We thank you for each person of our prayer team today, persons who have looked forward to this moment and are prepared and ready to please you. We thank you for this great opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I have this honor of being your host. I'm Aubrey L. Gregory for the next 30-plus minutes of time with you in the presence of our Lord on this Monday morning. It's May 12th, 2014. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful opportunity and a privilege that we have on this day. Our focus today as we press in, praying into God's promises, wanting to and desiring to please his heart, is the power of persistence. And we are focused on having our prayers be powerful because we are persisting. Now, over in the letter that James wrote, the Apostle James, in the first chapter, he said, as a matter of instruction, he says, you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Now, I want to read that in the Amplified Version. Here's what it says. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. That's the breakdown of what persistence is, or how persistence shows up. It shows up as endurance, steadfastness, and patience. So we're pressing forward without fail. We're just going forward mightily with courage in the power of persistence. And so you must have persistence because you have been pressing in with us. And so we welcome you on this wonderful Monday morning, and we do thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of our prayer force or prayer team or prayer squadron. Very military. And that's what it is, pressing on with the mission and in the mission. Well, today, I believe there shouldn't be any shortage of praise reports. I know I have a couple of them at least, and let me run them off quickly because I'm just awed at who the Lord is and how he's showing up. And, of course, we had a wonderful Mother's Day gathering on yesterday, a Mother's Day service, where we celebrated mothers in a large way. And Mother's Day is such a special, sweet event on earth. And so that was yesterday. And the weather was very agreeable. It was one of the most gorgeous days you ever want to live through. The temperature was right. The skies were clear blue. The air was fresh and clean. It just had a blessed aura to the entire day. So we thank God for mothers. And so we celebrated that on yesterday. But the day before, on Friday, a group of us went to a homeless, let me put it this way, it's a shelter for homeless families. In other words, the entire family can live there. And we do this, we do this annually on Mother's Day. Well, not just on Mother's Day, but just before. So we were there on Saturday and to give gifts, to love on the mothers. And we were able to do that. God gave us an open door there, and we were able to do that at a place called Harmony House. And it was a blessing to us. Well, I'm sure people, felt blessed. They received us well, but we felt that it was a tremendous opportunity for us to allow the love of God to flow through us towards those who are in a situation. They don't have a permanent housing, if you will, and they're looking forward to that, and they're working through those issues. But in the meantime, here comes Mother's Day, and we know that God loves them and cares for them and didn't want them to be depressed and oppressed, at least having a sense of that on Mother's Day. So God sends a signal that he didn't forget them by having us show up. And we show up with nicely prepared gifts for the mothers. And one of our team, a member of our team, she baked cookies and packaged them very nice. They were very inviting. And it was good. Then we also heard news a few days ago that Chris Powers, whom we prayed for on last week, who was admitted to the hospital in the ICU unit, is at home. That's as of, I think, Saturday or something like that. And I trust that he is continuing to improve and get well. Then we prayed for my sister-in-law's foot procedure. She had foot surgery a couple of days ago, and that I haven't spoken to her personally since she was on last Friday, I think last Thursday. And but I understand that everything went well, and she's doing well. So we thank God for that, and thank God for your prayers. All of those results are, results of your prayers. So those are my prayer reports, just to name a few. I mean, my heart is filled with joy. God is doing so many things, and so I don't want you to think that's all he's doing, because he is quite busy doing the things that he wants done, using all kinds of persons to accomplish it. So that's my praise report. Now, if you have any, if you have a praise report, well, I've just ensured that you can be heard by making your line live, so that we all can hear you. And so you don't want to hesitate, I don't think. If you're excited.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. I
good
hear
morning,
Christine.
Pastor. Yes. Is this... God bless everyone on this beautiful Monday morning.
Yes.
It's an honor,
yes.
Blessing to be alive.
Amen.
I have a couple of praise reports and prayer requests. First, I would like to thank the prayer team and the prayer line. I had a couple of weeks ago, I had asked for prayer for my neighbor, Rodney, who
mm-hmm.
had a tumor on his spine.
Yeah.
And he went for the surgery, and I spoke to his son, and his son told me that the surgery was successful. They successfully removed the tumor. It's
praise
not
the
cancerous.
Lord.
He's at Kessler Rehabilitation Center on Central Avenue in Eastern.
Praise the Lord. Praise
so
his
Rodney
name.
It's progressing beautifully. I will also like to thank God for the opportunity that he had given us last night. We went at the Goodwill Center.
Yes, how did that go?
That went wonderful. We had a blessed time, and there's a few men that give their life and came up for prayer, and I would like us to remember the men of the Goodwill Shelter.
Yes.
Then my prayer request is that, it's a prayer support and a prayer request. The children were so wonderful yesterday.
That is true.
Mother's Day program, and I would like for us to lift up these children in prayer. A few of them have the NJ Ask testing starting today.
Okay, that's their standardized testing. That's their standardized testing at school.
Yes, sir. That's Janae, Matthew, and BJ.
Okay.
They have the standardized testing on this week, and I would like to pray that God will make them the head and not the tail, first and not
that's
last,
right.
And they would be successful
praise
in this testing, because this testing is important to them, because this is where they, if they pass, they go to the other grade, which I think each one of them is in grade 3, so they have to pass this test to go on to grade 4, if not
okay.
They stay back for another year. So,
that's not going to happen with our children.
No, it's not.
They're on the move. They're on the move. Well, thank you for the prayer, praise reports, and thank you for the prayer requests. We're going to stand with you in the presence of the Lord before the throne, representing those requests for those children. You know, God is most willing to hear anything, any case concerning the children, and certainly this is a good one. They are having their tests to determine promotion status. And so we want all of them to move forward. Father, we thank you for those children who ministered to us so wonderfully on yesterday, that quickened and inspired us, that just challenged us to go forward, because they were so bold and so wonderful. They were a blessing. Surely you used them. And Father, they have the serious business this week of going, taking their standardized testing at school. We pray that your spirit of wisdom and might would rest upon them, that they would be able to receive the challenge of the testing and to pass through the challenge successfully, even with record marks, record standing. We thank you, Lord, that you're wanting to show yourself strong concerning them against any challenge that they face. Thank you for their minds being so clear and so sharp. Thank you for their wills being powerful, their courage being red hot, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are thanking you already for the completed test and for the praise report that comes forth, because these children are seeing and experiencing the answer and the fact that you are faithful. You are truly faithful. They're experiencing it for themselves. So we know that you're God of excellence. You're God of all things. And Father, strengthen their faith and their willingness to please you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the name.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, they will come through with flying colors. They were just yesterday. I thank God for the staff of the Children's Connection. Staff is doing such a tremendous job. It's just a thrill to watch and observe what we see. It so reminds me of when I was those children's age and the joy that I felt because I could see it in them when it was, you know, time for church, time for Sunday school or children's church. It was just tremendous, and I have so much to give the Lord thanks for, because it has everything to do with who I am today. And that I thank God. And yesterday I was sharing my thanks to the Lord for my mother, who is with him now, the role that she had in that. It was just a blessing. So yesterday was just a tremendous blessing for me personally and for my wife as well. I don't know if Jennifer Clark is on. We were at the Harmony House. I want to go back to that for a moment. And there were people that did request prayer. And I would like us to pray for a couple of them today, if at all possible. However, I don't have that information of specifics on who that might be. I know it's many people because I was there, so I don't know if Jennifer is on. But we did arrange that on this program we would pray, bring those prayer requests before the Lord. So I don't hear her, so I don't know if she's on. So we'll just go forward anyway. One of the ladies, I don't remember her name right now, but she is approaching
she is traveling.
Oh, she's traveling right now. Okay.
She's on the bus going to work right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might not be even a connection right now. She's traveling.
Okay. All right. So we this lady, she's going to be having lap band surgery.
Her name is Wendy.
Wendy. Okay. All right. We're going to pray for Wendy. Now, one of the things that struck us about Wendy was that we saw Wendy on last year at this facility. And so we were a little surprised because it's not designed as a permanent facility, you know, I mean a permanent place of residence. It's short-term, relatively. So it's been a year, at least as of last, you know, in our minds, having seen her last year, you know, leading up to Mother's Day, we were there, and the year before, but we saw her last year. But anyway, she's a wonderful lady, and she's looking to have her life be made whole, and that includes her health. And so she is looking to experience weight loss. And so she's elected to have lap band surgery. And she's suffering from a few other things. So we want to pray for her. And she does display a hunger for the Lord. So let's pray for Wendy right now, and we'll make a general prayer for all of the people that we encounter. God knows all their names and their needs. We'd love to have the specifics, but Jennifer has that, and she's in transit right now. So in the meantime, we're just going to lift up Wendy and these other folk. And there are many children in just about every case, and usually that is the case because it's a shelter for families. And so usually when we encounter these parents, usually a child with them or more, and that was the case certainly on Saturday. Father, we thank you for the team that you've put together on last Saturday, giving us the direction to go to this shelter where mothers and fathers and children live, and we're looking to structure and restructure their lives so that they can have permanent residence. Father, you know each one's specific needs. You know the index of their heart. You know the place of their hurts and pains. And Father, you have the best for them in the name of Jesus. So we stand in agreement on this wonderful day on behalf of Wendy, who such a wonderful lady. We see her, Lord, in your fullness. We see her with your light emanating from her spirit. She's lighting up places as she moves through life because she has met you. And a transformation has occurred. Change has happened. Life has come into her life because of Christ Jesus. So we speak life in the direction of Wendy right now. Life to her spirit. So that her spirit comes alive. And finally she finds true love. The love that is most real and most meaningful. The love that only you can give. The love that only you can demonstrate. Show her that you have made her and you've given her worth and dignity. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for her. And Father, even as she approaches getting her body in shape and together so that she can live and shine for you and in you, we pray that every procedure and that every medical person, every team member, every team that approaches her case would be guided by your spirit, would be energized by your heart of love and compassion. We thank you, Lord, for the great report. We expect Wendy to rise and rise to the heights of your promises and plans, purposes and thoughts concerning her. We bless her today, and we thank you for Christ Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Bless Wendy in Jesus' name. Touch our hearts. Speak to her heart right now. We send a word, a powerful word of encouragement and faith and deliverance to her atmosphere right now. Charge it with your presence in Jesus' name. Let this day be a day of truly waking up, truly arising, truly standing, truly walking in the power that can only come from you. Empower and energize. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What joy we felt on Saturday as we met those families. And we just know that we are blessed, because when you meet people who are aspiring to just have a permanent place that they can call their own, you know, to live, a stable setting and environment where they can concentrate on going forward and building their lives. And you have that. How blessed can you be? You realize you're already blessed. Or blessed is blessed. Oh, I was feeling that. It was just powerful. Got it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, is there anyone else that has a prayer request as we move forward here on this Monday morning? And it's wonderful. The sun is coming up, and it looks to be the setting for a wonderful day. And God is already meeting needs. I can see the squirrels in the trees, and they're having breakfast. And I'm looking forward to mine. But
praise the Lord.
We praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well,
praise
sounds like Sister McDonald. Praise your name. Praise his name.
I thank God that I could be here this morning. I thank God for yesterday. We just want to give God the glory and the honor. Blessed be his name forever and ever. And
yes,
my prayer request is still for my coworker Donna, which I did get in touch. I did get a chance to talk to her, and I praise God for that. And I told her that we, you know, my pastor and the church were lifting her up in prayer, and she just wanted me to tell you all thank you so much. And I also related the message that you said for her to begin to praise the Lord, just begin to sing praises unto the Lord. And she welcomed that with open. She said, he did? I said, yes, that's what the word was for you. And she said she know that Jesus is her Savior. She is confident that the
praise
work that God is doing in her. So
hallelujah.
She just wanted me to tell thank you all for praying.
And her name is,
amen.
Once you
Donna.
Said her name was Donna.
Donna.
Yeah. Now, is she home?
She's home.
She,
I tried to get in touch with her again, but I left a message on the phone. But I am going to call her again today, because I would really like to go to her.
Maybe she was out in the mall shopping. She's doing so well. Well, praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for hearing and answering our petitions concerning Donna. These reports thrill me when I hear of people recovering. There is one more person I think I did mention that praise report about Chris Powers. He is home. We prayed for him. Yeah, last week I did mention that. Okay. But here is why my heart jubilates at every single situation where we've asked God to intervene, and he has. It's because there is so much hurt, so much pain. And I'm not just talking about physical pain and physical hurting. That's included. But I'm encountering so much pain in various circumstances and situations with people. And I'm like, thank God for Jesus, because what would humanity do had it not been someone like Christ Jesus to whom we can call and get real help? Someone we can turn to God. And I encourage anyone that is listening, if you're finding your atmosphere is challenged and you're feeling up against the wall, feeling cornered, well, call on the Lord, please. He's an ever-present help in the time of need. Listen to this prayer request that the Holy Spirit just reminded me of. I knew that I was making the list, I was forgetting something, and just kept gnawing at my spirit, and I just found out what it was. There is a friend of our family, a wonderful friend of our family. In fact, this mother is kind of much like family. You know how we do, how we folk do. You know, we have people that we love, and they love us, and we just know we can. Well, that's how it is. Well, just on last week, I received news that, and she should be in our area right about now. She was able to get a flight out of San Jose, Northern California, where she resides and lives. She has children, family in Jersey City, and one of her sons, I believe it's the youngest, he's a 30-something, he took his children to school, and then they found him hanged, it appears from preliminary reports that I have, which I don't consider that the most accurate necessarily, because I didn't speak with his mother. But he hung himself in the street. Now, how painful, how much pain must this young man have been feeling? How much hurt to come to the end of his road, no pun intended, like that. So I don't know the circumstances, and I expect to speak with his mother, if not today, so because we do want to go and be supportive to the family, because she's like family to us. But the point I'm making, there is an enormous amount of pain that people are experiencing. Someone said most people live in quiet despair. And I think that's pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. Quiet despair. They're in despair, but quiet, because who wants to hear your story? Because they got their own despair. So everybody's, you know, it's that kind of thing. Yes, and that is true for those that are without Christ. So folks seek distractions in order to cope with despair. So I just share that with you, and I want to pray for this lady, her name is Ruby, good, loving friend. And even when I contact her, I know that I don't know what to say to her. I will just let her know that we are praying for her and her family. What will I be able to say to soothe the pain? You know? So that's something that's, you know, our family is sharing, because she's been a blessing to our family in our time of need on many occasions. So let us pray for Ruby and her family, that somehow God would be able to, the kingdom of God, the light of Christ, would penetrate and saturate the family in a most difficult time like this. Also strengthen us who are friends, or kin, so to speak. We belong to the same tribe, because we just want to offer comfort. We just want to be present. We wouldn't know what to do that would make a difference, except that we want to pray. I'm going to ask one of you, if you would, this lady's name is Ruby, and if you, I know that you mothers, you that are mothers, can feel this even more so than myself. So I'm going to ask you to lift up Ruby and the rest of her family as they mourn in grief concerning their loved one who is no longer with them, and that God would get them through this most difficult trial and time of their lives. Would one of you take that on, please? Anyone? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this space. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God be the glory.
Oh, yes, Lord, for you forever, O God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, who is God but thee, O God? Who is light but thee, O God? Oh,
yes.
Lord, who reigns but you, O God? Who is just but you, O God? Who is merciful,
yes,
but you, O God? Who is,
yes,
loving but you, O God? Who is comfort but you, O God? Oh,
yes,
yes, Lord Jesus, Lord, even in this time of her grief, oh God, even in this time of her sorrow, oh God, even in this time of her brokenness, oh God, but you said in all this, oh Father God, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord, even in this, you will not despise, but you say, come, oh God. Lord, and we come to you,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, oh God,
Jesus,
on behalf of Ruby and her family, oh God, in this tragic time, oh God. But Lord God, we ask that you will comfort her, because you are the great comforter with love and compassion. Only you can do it, oh God. Only your light can shine, oh God, in this dark area of their life of sorrow, oh God. Oh, for you said in this time, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. You are the great one that does these things, oh God. Lord, and even through this, oh God, that salvation will even come to the rest of the family, oh God.
Yes,
with your great salvation will not be neglected, oh God.
Yes,
oh God, because you can penetrate the wall, because there's nothing impossible. There's no one that you cannot reach, oh God. Even his children, oh Father God, and wife, oh God. Oh, the whole family, oh God. We just hold them before you, oh God. Oh God, like Rachel crying out, where's the children, oh God? But, oh, Lord, only you can do it, Lord God. We call on Jesus right now. We call on Jesus. We cry out, Jesus. Lord, there's no words that I can even express. But help, Lord.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Call on your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, because your name is a strong tower. Your name is a stronghold. And the righteous is when it's saved. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we don't understand, but not to lean to our own understanding, but trust you. And we trust in you for this whole family, the whole clan, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, oh God.
Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Thank you much, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes.
We give it to you, Lord. As mothers, we give it to you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, we ask that you touch her, Lord.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Touch her right now, wherever she is, as she's preparing to face this disaster, Lord. Let your glory come true, Lord.
Show yourself mighty and show yourself
strong, Lord, right now, Lord. It looks as though nothing could heal the pain. But Father, we know, we know that you are the great comforter.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, we know and we trust that you would turn this around so that you would get the honor and you would get the glory, Lord. Right now, we cannot see. But you have taught us that eyes cannot see and ears cannot hear what you could do, Lord. And we know that you are in this.
Yes.
Father, we ask that you comfort the children, oh Jesus.
Yes.
Comfort the children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, only you can help. Only you can help.
Oh, Lord. It's only you, Lord. It's only you. That is why we are crying out to you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Take charge, Lord. It is unimaginable.
Yes.
Lord, and that mother is going through, that wife, the children, the sisters, the brothers, the family, Lord. We lift them up this
morning. Yes. Hallelujah.
We thank you,
Lord,
that
help.
Turn to you, Lord, in time of heaven. You said you would take our burden, Lord, and we give this burden to you, Lord, because it is a burden. We give it to you, Lord. You care for us, and you care for Ruby, and we know that you will see Ruby through this, Lord, and in it, and through it, she will glorify your name, Lord, and she will lift you up, Lord.
Even
in this dark hour, Lord. That you will show yourself mighty and show yourself strong to Ruby and her family, Lord. And I know that she will not forget to give you the honor and the glory. We will not forget to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for the good report, Lord. Because we hope the report would come out of this, Lord. We thank you. We thank you in advance for the victory. We thank you in advance
for strengthening her.
For doing it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you on every side, Lord, as you make preparation. Strengthen her, Lord.
Yes.
Our inner strength that only you
are in perfect peace.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm amazing.
Jesus.
As a shadow of death.
Jesus, yes, Lord, you promised her.
You are so God.
Say, though she walked through the valley of the shadow of death, she would fear no evil, because your rod and your staff will comfort Ruby.
Yes.
We thank you for these promises, Lord.
Amen.
thank you for these promises, Lord. We thank you for your promises, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, you said when the enemy come in like a flood, your seal will lift us to stand it, oh God. And we standing on that word, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Lord, not the status, oh God, but we standing in Ruby, and the family is standing in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray about their arms will be girded up with truth, oh God, that they will continue to have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and that their feet will be shined with the preparation of the gospel. And God, you said when she has done all to stand, and she will stand in you, oh God, because she's planted on a rock. Her foot is founded on a rock, a firm foundation. And that foundation is your son, your only begotten, your beloved son, that you said, Lord God, that you so love Ruby and her family, oh God. Lord, we thank you for it right now, oh God. Lord, we looking at you. We looking to you, the great work, Lord, that you are doing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. For her feet shall not be pulled away. It shall not be snaring a net in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your great God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for Pastor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for how you're going to use them, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. And it's right, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, just show it up in the name of Jesus. We just thank you right now. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless everyone on this prayer. Lord God, near and far, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the victory in you. Hey, victory in Jesus. Glory to God.
Have the victory this morning.
When my mom my mom passed, you know, it's about 3 years ago now, and Ruby flew in from California, took time off from her occupation, her job, and came and stayed with us, with our family for quite a few days, cooked for us, all of that. She is... a woman of compassion. She's a woman of compassion. So there's no way in the world that we won't take time out to pray for her and her family in her time of need, because it automatically works out that what you sow is what you get.
Amen.
And she has sowed compassion, I know, into our family. And she's going to get that back in considerably larger amounts. So pray for her, that her family, she would, she's not especially a woman of faith in Christ per se. However, just like Rahab, her kindness.
That's right. God knows.
Lines her up. Oh, hallelujah. To receive an inheritance such as you and I have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to just have our presence be felt with the idea that somehow everyone in that family will get the idea that God is near.
Amen.
Because I'm sure they're wanting help coming from anywhere. Hallelujah. Okay, want to remind you those of you who live in our, those of you who live in our zone, that tomorrow, in and around many of the counties, and certainly including Essex County here in Newark, or Newark in Essex County, that there's elections on tomorrow, and they are critical positions such as city council elections, electing officers for city councils, as well as for the office of the mayor. And so we want God's guidance, we want God's blessing on tomorrow. We want God's plain purposes to be made manifest on tomorrow. So let us close in prayer with that. Father, we thank you that we know that you rule over all, and you have the power to overrule. So we thank you, Lord, that we can have the confidence that what shows up on tomorrow, at the end of tomorrow, the new mayor, the new city council persons are the ones that you will commit, allow, and select for the offices that are vacant or to be continued. We thank you for our city. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. We know that you are at work in our city. We know there's a fierce battle over our city, over our communities. But we know that the kingdom of darkness is defeated and the kingdom of light prevails. We see the angels surrounding this city, dictating, directing, and overseeing based on your commands, orders, and promises for the results on tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, that above all, your heart and love and concern for the children will have precedence in what happens in our city, because you care about the little ones who are not here because they chose to come here. They are here because of your plan. So we pray, oh God, that whatever happens on tomorrow is in the best interest of all of the children, that their innocence would be preserved, security for their growing up would be preserved, the wicked would be routed, defeated completely. Every demonic and diabolical strategy of the enemy is reduced to zero. In Jesus' name, the
Jesus
blood
name
prevails over our city, and there is a hedge that leaves the atmosphere for the demonic principalities to continue to exist in it. They will leave in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen, man. And we thank you, Lord,
for
the new mayor and for the new terms for the city council members that you will come here, and for the new ones that you will come
here.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Oh, glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory to your name, Jesus.
Let us walk
hallelujah
in faith. Let's
thank
stand
you, Lord,
in strength, in power. In Jesus' name we pray. May God
hallelujah
be with you.
Amen.
This Monday,
God,
this
amen
wonderful day. It is a beautiful day out there. I can see that. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Have a blessed and victorious day.
We receive that. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
Thank you
for the dessert. It was very good.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.